The planet's top four emitters have all set targets to reduce their greenhouse gas outputs, with each having made varying progress towards these goals. China is the world's number one polluter, accounting for around a third of total global emissions. However, it also produces more renewable energy than any other nation. Beijing pledged to hit peak emissions by 2030 before reaching carbon neutrality by 2060, and despite its world-leading greenhouse gas levels, is actually ahead of schedule on these efforts. In 2024, China broke its own record for the most wind and solar installations by a country over the course of a year, an infrastructure build-out that is projected to help its emissions levels start declining this year, half a decade early. Number two. On the world's highest emitters list is the U.S., which also stands as the second highest producing of clean power globally. The nation's climate policy is currently in the midst of a shift due to changing administrations. Under President Joe Biden, the U.S. set ambitious targets for a 61 to 66% reduction in emissions by 2035, and then reach net zero emissions by 2050. However, the subsequent withdrawal from the Paris Climate Agreement and rollback of Biden-era green energy initiatives under President Donald Trump has potentially changed the timeline for meeting these goals, according to Energy Department data published just before Biden left office. The U.S. is projected to cut emissions by 36 to 57% come 2035, a range that would leave the country still shy of its emissions. Goals even before Trump's presidency may potentially lower those reduction estimates. India is responsible for the world's third largest emissions output, and to address this has promised to generate 50% of its power from non-fossil fuel sources by 2030, prior to reaching net zero by 2070. India may actually exceed its clean energy target, with experts saying the nation is already on track to produce 60% of its electricity from renewables by 2030. However, data and analytics firm Woods, McKenzie does not see that translating into India also achieving its net zero mark, predicting the nation's emissions could actually almost double by 2040 and then fall only marginally by 2070. The European Union creates the fourth most emissions globally, pledging to cut its output 55% by 2030 and hit net zero in 2050. Recent data indicates the EU is making headway on these climate goals, but further efforts may still be needed. Nearly three quarters of the bloc's electricity production is now free from greenhouse gas emissions, helping push its greenhouse gas output down 37%. However, analysts at S&P Global Commodity Insights forecast EU emissions will decline 42% by 2030, as the European Commission says further action is needed for the bloc to reach its intended 55% reduction come that time.